So Gertrude, definitely. So okay, so we came here on the train to begin with. We did all our level ups, and we've discovered that this area is a piratey themed area. Upon a bit looking around, Gertrude has found a very interesting, old sort of ride which she wants to buy. Find a quarter to do it. And in the findings of the quarter, she scurried around, went into the saloon. Everyone came with her, of course, because who can leave Gertrude on their own? And upon that, they talked a lot at the bar, and I found no quarters. And after a lot of talking, lots of bit of back and forth, we have found the mayor. He was a bit of a pompous bastard, and he had a little speech, and he fell off his chair a little bit, and we have suspicions. And yeah, follow us now.
Uh-huh.
Just demonstrating again that Cartman is playing an entirely different game to the rest of us.
Quite possibly at this rate, I have no idea. It's hard to tell. I mean, Cartman, I'd love to know what game you are playing. I would genuinely love to know. I mean, if you
the
know
the story of Gertrude.
That's it, the story of Gertrude. It's the I call the highlights.
The highlights of Gertrude and all of Gertrude kind. So yeah, you did. You got the scent of alcohol coming from the gerbil as it's moved along the alleyways and main thoroughfares of this once interesting little pirate town area. And what are you going to do from that point?
Am I able to, with my little bunny nose, keep the scent of this gerbil and follow it like a guard dog might?
That you can. And as you kind of follow this thing along, is everyone following?
This way, chaps. Come on.
Yep, sure.
Yep, I'm everyone.
Yeah. So as you're going along, I would like you to roll me a instinct check to see if you can kind of every time when they're turning around or having a look, see if you can basically be able to avoid being seen.
I rolled an 8.
That's perfectly fine. Has everyone else rolled?
These scurry checks, yeah?
No, instinct. These will be instinct.
Oh, instinct, sorry.
Yeah. 8 will do.
Ooh, 4. Actually, I have quiet thingy. Can I do that instead?
Sure.
No, I'll go.
I'll burn the grip for
Carmen, you already run.
No, because that was D10. That was the wrong one.
Okay.
I've got it in it anyway, so.
Okay, well, yeah, you will manage to follow along, kind of stealthily, hiding behind barrels, hiding in plain sight when it doesn't seem to be feasible. Reference to a season before, maybe. And eventually you manage to find the governor's manor, which is kind of tucked back a little bit. Oh god, I want that. There we go. It's tucked back a bit away from the place, and it was clearly once a pirate themed museum.
Ah, so we could have just asked for his address rather than all that.
Possibly.
I doubt there's many people don't know that the governor lives there.
Yeah.
In the only mansion in town.
Yeah. It's like the only building. It's like there's only two buildings in the town, just the bar and then the mansion. Like, I wonder where he lives.
No, there are a few others. There's a few other little like rides and whatnot. But yeah, no, this was once potentially a small little pirate museum. Could have even been a spooky pirate walk inside, you know, one of those indoor little walk-around rides. And, as the guard dogs get back to the gates, they open them up, let everyone in, and shut them right. And you're left outside.
Well then. Seems we've got to find a way to get in here.
All right. Now, Jacob's kind of just looking over the gate here, popping his wee ears behind his head so that nobody can see while he checks out the perimeter, and he appears to see approximately 8 guard dogs roaming around the outside of this house. Mm-hmm. Right. Quite a lot here. We're going to have to try and be stealthy, I think, if we want to get inside and find where he's keeping all the booze.
Oh, wait, hang on. All the dogs are, at least on this picture, around the front here, right? Mm-hmm. In between us and the house, yeah? Mm-hmm. Is that an agreeing? Hmm?
Well, that's what you see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From the front.
Could so you think there's another 8 around the back?
But judging, I think there wasn't, and then I mentioned going around the back, and then there was.
I mean, they might be all around the building, you know.
What I want to do is use Great Digger to sort of tunnel under, because there's like a gate or whatever you said, yeah? Mm-hmm. Tunnel under there, go all the way round to the back of the house, underground. Mm-hmm. And since I have the silent paw thing, I can burn a little bit of grit and use that to do it without making noise.
Does that also mean they can't smell you?
I'm underground by quite a bit, so questionably?
When you pop up?
Well, maybe. If I'm stuck around, then probably.
It depends if there is anywhere in the back.
Yeah.
True.
Rabbits are burrowing creatures as well. Can I help with this?
If you know what, it doesn't make sense as to why you wouldn't be able to. So yeah, if the both of you want to do some sort of tunneling thing, what would that be? I mean, yours is just an ability, but what would Jacob's be? Any ideas? Any thoughts?
Oh, it's just assistance.
So maybe that? Making, smashing, crushing, dodging, leaping,
throwing. I'd say scrap almost. Yeah, probably a scrap roll.
I was going to suggest vibe. I could just encourage.
Yeah. You want to be pure encouragement. Fine, sure, go for it.
Like a mine overseer. I'm helping.
Actually, he has to anyway if he's helping me, because I don't accept help unless someone beats a sort of
fucking thing. There you go. Well then.
All right.
Okay. I don't need any assistance, and I never will.
I rolled a 12.
Well, that'll do it. Yep.
It's just Galaris's attitude suddenly changes.
You know, if it's you, Jacob, fine, you're tolerant.
It's like, I know how to burrow, Galaris. Give me that shit, let's get going.
And, Barn, how long would you say it would take for a rabbit and a badger working industriously to get around here?
To dig the entire way around? Yeah. I mean, half hour, an hour?
That. Really, would it?
I mean, if you're going the entire length of a building with potentially electronic cables running underneath and, you know, mainline water and things like that, that would normally run to a building of this type, regardless of if it's real or a thing.
The mistake was letting a fucking gardener preside over this shit because he knows. We're not doing it silently then, because I don't have enough grit to make it half an hour.
I mean, all you need to do is have the grit to go underneath. And then once you're down a certain distance, you'll probably be quiet enough.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I'll be like 5 or something.
We can just say that we did it for half an hour.
Yeah.
Unless they roll critical on their instinct checks.
Right.
Or you've got 8 chances to roll a crit check on this instinct. And you got it on the second try.
Second try.
Roll 20 is lagging out for me.
What about the rest of them? Yeah, it's raining for me as well. Oh well, one of them gets the idea of it, and they start sniffing around, and nose to the ground and whatnot. The other's like, "What are you smelling there?" I don't know.
Isn't that a crit fail for them though?
One of them.
Yeah, so none of them got crit success.
One of them did. I rolled 8, so the 2 at the beginning by themselves, and then the 6 of them together.
Oh, yeah, now I see it, yeah. My bad.
And, yeah, so... I don't know, I smell rabbit and something. Might be a beaver. Not sure. One of them starts digging, you know, start digging in the tunnel. I would say you're kind of about where, about halfway around the building at the moment. They just start digging, digging, digging.
Okay. Yeah.
Can we tell?
For Great Digger, it's 4 plus level instant check. Our level 7. Oh, yeah, he does find us. The rest of them don't, but yeah.
Well, it's only one dog, so you've got two options. You can collapse the tunnel behind you, or you can keep going. Meanwhile, Gertrude and Tugan are standing on the other side of the fence line still, just kind of milling around.
I mean, there's two of us, we can do both.
Yes.
We can collapse the tunnel and keep going.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'll collapse it, you go it on ahead.
So as it digs around, you kind of collapse it behind you, and while the other two are outside, what is Tuka and Gertrude doing?
I would assume I'm trying to find a different method of getting.
Yeah, I'm in Iron. Have we noticed any like patterns in the guards?
Like, occasionally a few of them will wander off and go for a break, but not for long enough. There seems to be more of them that cover it. You know, they're pretty well covered. I mean, let's face it, they were dealing with pirates at one point. So,
okay, yeah. So I think we need to create a distraction. How about I go off to the right over the pathway, and I can plant a bomb on a timer and then try to make my way back. Ooh. And that would distract all the guards because it's a loud bloody bomb. And I think all of us could then make our chance to get inside.
So how you
I like how his idea of a distraction is terrorism.
Yeah, that's kind of our signature move.
When in doubt, turn to terrorism.
Yeah, he's not wrong. Blowing shit up and setting on fire is the point of Cthulhu way.
So how are you getting through the gate without being spotted?
Who said I need to get through the gate?
Who said he cares about getting spotted?
Touché.
We're distractions.
Because, okay. This is going to be a very loud bomb. Everyone's going to want to go check it out because it's a bomb. So it's a case of just putting it where we don't get killed by it, obviously. And that's how we got to work it.
Cool. So, okay, roll me a...
Now, can I help this roll?
Yes, you can. Instinct roll to find the best place that's going to be away from you that you can set a bomb and still run away and hide. Or not hide, depending on what you want to do. 7. I'll say you can find a decent enough spot that's far enough away. How much grit are you spending for this here bomb? Considering you do have to spend grit on them.
It's only a distraction bomb, so very little. I'm only going to spend like 3 grit.
Cool.
Because it's not doing any damage, so...
No, as long as you mark down the 3 grits being used for it, that's all that matters.
Let me just do that now. 29.
As he's setting the bomb, Jacob turns to Kalaris and says, "This tunneling's going really well. I hope they're not doing something stupid back there, like causing a distraction."
I mean, the whole point was to stay calm and silent and be stealthy. You literally said we need to be stealthy. So don't worry.
That was just a joke. I trust them. I'm sure they're fine.
And with that, you hear a very soft thudded boom.
That was probably unrelated, you know, another people.
I'm sure earthquakes. It's a bad time for earthquakes this time of year.
Sounds familiar. I'm sure it wasn't her.
A majority of the guards will depart and kind of go over to where it was. I'd say you set it far enough away that they'll not be an issue. You do now have 3 guards just left. And other than that, the rest of them, you know, they've gone out of sight. You've done it far enough away.
Are they affected? Like, do they, like, I don't know, like, seem agitated, on alert kind of thing because of it?
Yeah, there was a bomb going off. And there's one or two of them maybe eye-rolling a little bit, like, oh, fucking pirates again.
Can I see if it... I know it's probably clean or anything like that. Can I see anything nearby that would resemble a bottle?
Roll me How about another instinct, because that's seeing. No, noggin, because you're stuff finding.
All right, I will roll. That is a 6 plus 1, 7. That at aches closely at a distance. It doesn't have to be a close examination.
Yeah, I'll say you can find it. Yeah, there's a bottle tucked in under the bushes. It's an old dirty bottle, but you know.
All right, Gertrude, you did a great job with the bomb, but we got to get rid of the other. At least narrow it down even more. I'm going to have to tap into my frat boy days.
There's only three of them.
I mean,
what are you going to do? Are you going to yeet this bottle?
Just watch and learn. I'm going to tap.
I mean, you've been talking about your beer pong days a lot.
I mean, this isn't really going to have anything.
It's a fantastic ping pong trick.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's a trick shot. Yeah, you got to see it. It's incredible. But anyway, I'm gonna try and tap into that guy and see if I can draw maybe one, possibly two more off. All right?
Go for it.
So I'm gonna saunter up to the gate, clearly pretending to be drunk with the bottle.
Mm-hmm. Gertrude's gonna hide in the bush nearby as support.
Okay, give me a vibe check to see how well you're performing.
Is this where the toilet is? I really gotta go. Five is up.
Roll me them.
That's a six.
It's a crit, so I'll say you pass it, and you know, you get the attention of one of them. It's like, what you got there?
I got a little bit of rum. You what's up?
You ran that over.
Oh, you'll have to catch me first. And I just kind of scamper off. Like a little chicken. You like the chickens when they have something? They'll go fast run, as I scampering off.
It's quite amusing considering none of the rest of us have chickens.
Oh. People that know will know.
The more you know. Cool. Okay, so I'd say you managed to scamper off into the bushes, and this one follows you. So, back in a minute, boys. And you managed to get one by itself. But come here, birdie boy.
Yeah. All right. So, I want to do the old spy movie thing where, I go around the corner, and as soon as he comes around the corner, I just slap the shit out of him, hard to knock him out.
All right,
little jiggle chop.
How about you sort of, lead him towards where I am and we double team him?
Double teaming him in the bushes? Bold choice.
Two of us and only one of you. What are we going to do?
Guess where that bottle's going.
All right, so what am I rolling? Can I roll that?
Roll a straight up. Roll a straight up attack roll because you wouldn't be expecting this.
Does that count as double dogging?
should I roll my attack roll as well?
No, I'm going to say it goes poorly no matter what happens, because as a crit fail, I got a nat 1.
Yeah, it's a crit fail.
Yeah.
Oof. Well, in which case, then, you go to swing for him, and you manage to hit a tree just in front of him. Now, birdie boy.
Come on, vibe it off, bud. Vibe it off.
Hand over that there bottle.
Well, this bottle?
That bottle there, yeah. And
What are you gonna do with the bottle?
That's not for you to know, is it?
Well, it feel like it is. It's my bottle.
Can Gertrude start sneaking up behind the dog? Because I want to knock him out with my Dill Dominator. But I want to do it in one clean hit, so behind him.
He's gonna take the Dill Dominator from behind.
Damn right he is. He's a dirty dog.
Okay, well, this will be a scrap off, because it's about this point the dog's going to try and just punch Toucan.
Yeah, well, I'm standing behind the dog and I'm about to fucking unleash him with this, baseball bat. Dill Dominator.
Alright, well, we'll see who has the highest scrap, and whoever has the highest scrap gets to hit off first.
Shouldn't I get some sort of, advantage or multiplier, considering
you would have, but
there
was a nat 1.
I didn't roll on that one.
I know you didn't, but Toucan did. So
yeah, no, hold on. I'm kind of going to go with this. Now, I would understand, and I agree with you, Matt, on this. There's a nat 1, but I feel like that should affect me, not Cartman. He doesn't know about Gertrude.
All right, go on then, Carmen. Roll me a roll.
Why did I forget my roll then? Yep, thank you, D12.
Because I got a nat 1, so that's why I wasn't even going to try to scrap. I fear, like, 10. It would just not work regardless, no matter what I did.
A 10. Okay. 10. Is that straight up damage, or what are you doing here?
Well, I'm not sure how the stealth mechanics work. Because I don't think.
Stealth mechanics.
So. Okay, so I'm standing behind him, so he doesn't know I was there, so that's going to be just straight damage. So I hit him. I didn't miss. So that's 10. I also get to roll stuff on my Dominator. Yet another D12. Which is now going up to now 22 damage. Oh, yeah, and I get paralysis. So two turns of stun. Two turns of stun?
You tell me, it's your weapon.
Yep. No, successful attack, 2 times stun. Cool, for some reason, right. the text was really tiny. That didn't
mean. What's the final damage output?
Final damage output is 22. And cool. He's stunned as well. So he's on the floor, knocked out for a couple of turns.
Cool. So.
Sorry.
He's now down below half health. And yeah, so yeah, you can say he's stunned.
Okay, so I'm gonna look at two kind of go. Do you think I killed him?
There's a solid chance.
Should we make sure to kill him?
Do you wanna
go first?
Is it really necessary? I mean, we could. I mean, we've never been so stumped. We've never been so stumped by killing him. We usually just kill him and go on. We've skinned beavers before.
Those beavers deserved it.
I should say this is actually up to the DM. Is he knocked out, or is he actually going to come back in?
Yeah, he'll wake up again.
Okay. Well, we kind of need to sort of do him, otherwise he's going to, you know, tell the others. So.
I don't know if I want to do him. I might be willing to kill him. But I don't know about doing him.
Man. It's all the same.
I will back you.
I like the way that we're going for a non-lethal solution there up until the point Cartman realized, wait a minute, that means they'll wake up again. There's still options. You don't have to go straight for killing.
Let's go for all the options. Can we tie him up? Is there any rope around us, Matt?
No.
He's wearing clothes.
Okay. Let's make rope out of his clothes.
Okay. Are you able? Do you know how to do that?
I got the smart one.
It'll
with
be
me.
Noggin.
I mean, I've got the. Come on, Birdman. You're the useful one in this case. I'm Noggin. You can, if you want to. If you don't want to kill him, then we should, you know, deal with it.
They're just hearing the psychic projection of Jacob's voice here, telling them they're stupid.
At this point, you two would have popped out around the back, and there is no one there.
Yeah, we're just busy trying to find a way into the building here.
Is it back that's door fine.
We'll,
or windows?
We'll distract the ones at the front. I mean, you're not, you know, you don't actually hear that, but it's, you know.
We can assume that the explosion has them occupied.
Yeah, we're just assuming that everything's going well at the back here. Yeah. Tukin and Gertrude are waiting for us. We're finding a way in, and we're going to go back and get them once we found one.
I have an idea. I have an idea. Let's break his kneecaps.
Oh my god. The Achilles tendon is actually a much easier job to deal with.
Wow.
Slice. And a good trouble shaming razor too.
I mean, yeah. kneecapping is definitely.
He's alive, but he can't get us.
Okay, so look, I'm gonna go for this non-lethal way of going about. He's knocked out at the moment. I mean, we'll be talking a while, he's going to wake up soon. So I'm going to kind of, I tie his legs with his shirt, and then he uses his trousers to tie his hands.
I feel like that is an option. That's actually a good option, man. Come on.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I mean, you ignore the fact that this guy clearly wears a belt.
bolt.
It's not like the belt's any more efficient.
This actually does make actually efficient sense to me now, because now I can use the tie on his hands, take that off, use the belt, and now I can stuff his face with the shirt and so he can't scream. So he's now out of the picture now.
He's just in an alleyway. You just realize like someone could just walk by and they're just like one naked dude tied up, screaming.
We're gonna just barely, because
like I tried to hit him, like as soon as he came around the corner into the alley, and so like this is right at the edge of the alley, like you could just walk.
It's fine. We're just gonna drag him away. No one sees. Just chuck him in the bin or something. Be fine.
If we're gonna chuck him in the bin, we're just gonna kill him.
No, the whole point of tying him up is we don't kill him. God, this is
while they figure out if they want to have morals all of a sudden.
I have managed to find a way inside the building through an old staff entrance, surprisingly unmanned at the moment due to the bomb we went off earlier.
Right. If you were a drunken gerbil, where would you be? As a rodent, I assume you couldn't predict his patterns.
Yeah, that gerbil did seem like the pompous type. I imagine he's probably taken one of the master bedrooms or something. But I think we're on the right level to be looking for the booze if we're in the staff quarters, so... Or...
You will hear with that a raucous laughter coming from upstairs. It sounds like there's a party going on to some extent.
Alright, okay. So there's a party going on. Okay.
Multiple people.
Right. I'll keep the door guarded just now if you want to go back and get the bird and Gertrude.
Can we get to a window that faces, like, the front and just poke our heads up to see what's going on out there?
I will say you'll need to be stealthy for it. I mean, whilst there's no guards inside, by the look of it, you don't know if there aren't anywhere. But the areas you can see, it doesn't look like there is, but there could be somewhere elsewhere. You don't really know that for a fact. So I'll need something to go as a role to kind of keep an eye out. You know, duck your head if there's any kind of serving staff or whatnot.
Sure.
Yeah, do you think you can stealth your way to the front?
Should be able to. I can silent pull again. It doesn't cost much. You want a scurry check as well?
Sure.
Any?
Sure. You manage to make your way to the front and you kind of peer out through one of the... It's like a basement window. So you kind of like a layer down from the ground floor.
Yep.
You peer out, you can see like a dog just standing there, another one just kind of walking over to the one side. And that seems quiet. They just kind of standing around, one of them's taking a piss behind a bush.
Clarice has got a count on his fingers for a moment.
There was eight of them before. One, two, three. One, two. Fuck.
Scramble back over to Jacob.
So, remember how we heard that totally unaffiliated explosion?
Yes, the one that definitely wasn't our team, because we discussed the plan before borrowing.
Yes. There was eight guards out front. There's now two, and I don't see Gertrude or Bird anywhere. I think they might have gotten involved, but I don't know where they've gone. They're not where we left them quite.
Jacob just puts his face into his palm, exhales. Okay.
Let's see if we can find a child leash for both of them later, but I think that's already in motion somewhat.
Right. Let's go back.
Go back to them or go and find liquor in here?
In the meantime, can I turn to Toucan and say, right, we've got these other two guards. We need to find a way to get them away from the door. We've got to get to that front door. You know, have you got any ideas?
I say we just kill him, because clearly we walked away and we never did say what we actually did to the other guy, and I just assume we just killed him. Just went ahead and just stabbed him. We just went ahead and just stabbed him and said, wow, we've killed many people before. Why was this an issue?
We checked his pockets. We found loads of money on him, by the way. I found that quarter map. Screw yourself. Take the 3/4 for this one.
No, you're not.
Oh. But anyway, yeah, so we need to distract the other guys. I mean, you know, is
what
there
have
any...
you done with the one you've got?
We killed him. I just said we just killed him. We just stabbed him and went on.
Chicken's not carrying his head.
Yes, I slaughtered.
He's dead.
I'm wearing his head. We'll go in now. We'll be able to make it in.
Going in disguise.
We're disguised.
We skinned him alive and we took his disguise.
Okay, all right. So you've skinned him and you're wearing his skin.
Yeah. It's like, you know the pantomime horses?
No, we did. I'm kidding. Right. Matt's going off on his head as if I did it. We didn't skin the guy. We just killed him.
Roll me a five check.
I'm not skinning him. And we're not. No, I didn't do that. I made a joke.
As you meet Puppy your way along.
No, seriously, we're not going that crazy. That's a bit.
No, I'm not doing that.
Don't cut back to us. It always gets worse when you cut back to them.
So
we just stabbed him and went on.
This is the plan. This is the plan. We need to get the attention of the other two. How about you do the drunk guy again? That worked. We've got to just keep luring them our way. Maybe this. You go out there. Say that, you know, his friend is hurt, and that might get one of them over here.
I think we could just take them.
Vibe it out. I don't know. They're quite tanky. I think we should, you know, try to do a bit stealthy, like, you know, distraction.
What kind of Gertrude are you?
How about I set up a bomb here? Make a IED on the floor here? IED.
You mean an IED, bud?
Yeah, that's what I said the first time, I swear.
No, he's an IUD.
This dog can only get pregnant.
Token, can you take control of this conversation?
No, it seems like I can't. Every time I try, it kind of gets grabbed away from me, Cap.
Put a bomb underneath it. And we can just, you know.
Expression.
No, I've got a plan here. Man's got a plan. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Gertrude has been known to be the man with the plan.
Yeah, no, this is Gertrude planning to blow people up. Like, she's an excuse for more violence, is what she's looking for here. That's fair.
Can we go back to this skinning him and using these fleshes of this guy? I was much more comfortable with that.
Nope. I've already started digging the hole for the bomb, so.
Oh, you're digging a hole, alright.
Oh yeah, so seriously, I want to make an IED.
So you're digging a hole then?
I'm digging a hole to make an IED. If you want to make a roll for it, but I want to do the whole thing.
Yeah, okay, roll me a scrap roll.
Cool. While he's doing that, I'm just yelling at the other two. Ooh. Hey fuckers! Cool. I already took out one of you bastards!
It'll take you a while to dig this hole, you're not very good at it. And yeah, Token, you shout at the other two, roll me a vibe check.
Jay, should we just be going into the house and investigating? Is there any reason for us to be going back?
No, I don't think we left anything of value back there.
See, okay, I'm going to move this one over here just out of the way. Yeah, you managed to get the other two to kind of come out. And are you going to try and jump them before they see you, or what are you playing?
Questions.
Well, jump before they see me. I walked out into the open and screamed at them to get their attention.
Okay. Actually, yeah, that's a good point. Gertrude, you're also digging a hole, so you wouldn't even be around for this one. So, yeah, Toucan, you're now facing two guards. Ask Gertrude is digging a hole.
I mean, this hole you're saying I'm digging, I mean, can I make a quick job of it? And I just thought we'd chuck the bomb in like a little hole. Okay.
You got a three. You're digging a hole. Toucan, what are you doing?
I'm staring these two down. What do they say? They just walk up, not say a damn word?
They see their comrade tied up to a tree, bleeding from the back end.
Oh, because, that's clearly how I killed him.
They saw it.
They go through here with the little dominator. Anyway, so... the fuck you think you're doing? And immediately they're just going to combat then.
Yeah.
There you go. Combat with you.
Okay. That's scary. It's my roll.
Four and a nine. So one of them goes before you. Cool. There you go. The shortest turn order we've had possibly now, and only three of them. And one of them is going to come running at you, and it's going to try and hit you with its truncheon. That's a nat one, so it trips on its fallen comrade and falls flat on its face. Toucan, your turn.
Perfect. Obviously, I'm going to, while he's laying on the ground, being tripped, I'm just going to point blank range, point the theater light at him and have it explode straight out while he's point blank in the ground. Because it explodes. It's exploding theater light, if you remember.
Yep. Yep, roll me the damage. Roll me the attack and damage. Okay. I'll say because he's on the ground, you can get a straight up attack.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
Would that be the ranged one?
In this one?
You're taking a hole, mate. Yeah, sure. You're right next to him. It's a couple of rounds. You're right next to him. Yeah. Just do whichever one you want.
Okay. All right.
You can just straight up hit him with it.
All right. Okay. Let's go with. It was a D. That. Oh my gosh. So that's the worst. I rolled two D10s. I only got 7, and then he did 1 damage for fire.
Okay, but it is on fire. Is he stunned?
Yes, for 5. I had to roll a... That's why I hate stunned. Pre-1. Alright.
Stunned for 5?
I roll a D5. 5. So yeah, he is stunned for 5.
Yeah, that's 5.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good roll.
He might as well be out of that one. Okay, you just have one left who... I'm just going to take a swing at you. That's another that one, so he just falls on his ass as well. Goes back to the one who's now taking 5 damage. It now goes up to 2. And so on and so forth. Essentially, you're going to stun lock them into oblivion, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we just keep talking. I'm just going to keep whacking them with the theater light until they just die. So. Yeah.
Well, in which case, they are now just dead.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're left with 2 flaming corpses, and at this point you'll notice there's a little wagon that kind of comes up to the main entrance. Kind of opens the gate, carries on through, goes round to the side, and starts delivering items.
I start booking it through the open gate. Like, can yes. I? Okay, yeah, I mean, okay. Nah. I was waiting for...
Wait, you figure... can fly, buddy. You can just, you know, fly
over. That's what I was saying. I didn't want him to say, like, and they closed the gate. I was like, as soon as I see that gate open... Like, that's me.
No, one of the irony of essentially you lot trying to fight your way through, and then suddenly just someone comes along and just delivers some stuff.
That's the irony. Just walk on through.
Speaking of deliveries.
Anyway, we've done all the guards now. No.
We weren't.
Let's walk up to the front door. Give it a knock, shall we?
I'm just going to say, Toucan was not concerned about the gate. Toucan was concerned about the guards.
And the guards are gone.
I could have just walked through the gate. Gate wasn't an issue. But the guards were an issue. For me. Toucan. So yeah, we just walked in.
Should we let the others catch up and see what's happening on the inside first?
No, I just kicked down the door.
Love it. I'm gonna be right next to you kicking down that front.
Roll me a scrap.
Huh?
Roll me a scrap. Okay.
Both of us?
Yeah, can we help?
Sure.
Yeah. We just like both like on 8. 3, like shoulder. Straight into the door. That's a nat one.
So, whilst Gertrude manages to make the door open on her side, Toucan, you shoulder barge the thing, and it doesn't move at all, and instead you end up hurting your shoulder.
Oh, I was just sitting there thinking, what would happen is, like, we didn't time the 1, 2, 3 on 3 right, and she opens the door before I do, and so I just, like, go barreling through the open door and just hit the ground.
Yeah, that works better. In fact, you run so fast, you run essentially through the main hallway, through the main doors at the back of the kitchen, and out.
Okay.
I just saw something go by.
I'm standing.
Yeah, I pass. Jacob and Glass. still going through the woods.
So, okay, so I think we need to have a catch up with Jay and Kalaris. Kalaris and.
Yes, Jay and Kalaris.
Because I mean, at this point, I just kicked down the front door. I've got no idea what's in front of me, or who's seen me, or anything.
Okay, right. In the time that they've been fucking around, fighting two different
people, making progress. Just saying.
Yeah, have fun in the woods, bird boy.
You two managed to find your way to the kitchen.
Yes. Okay. So we're finding the booze. Then, is there any around here?
There's plenty. Plenty of it. Fine. There's a couple of servants every now and then getting covered in and out, but they take one look at you and just like,
not paid enough for this. Yeah. Exactly.
Carry on walking through.
I have 6 SP of space. Can I load up on some bottles of choice booze?
Yep, you can load up on enough booze to fill up your SP. Same as you, Jacob.
Fabulous.
Sure, okay.
And Toucan, eventually you stop running in the woods and you manage to turn around. Gertrude, you're in the main lobby of the
place. I realize I'm back at the dam. Like, I've already went through, like, three different areas.
You left the coyote in your dust somewhere in the desert area. Yeah.
So, in the main lobby, is anybody there to greet me? Is it an empty lobby?
There's a butler who's like, good evening.
Hello there.
The butler and a post person.
No post person.
Okay, so I want to ask the butler a few questions, I think. Is the mayor about tonight?
The mayor's on his evening duties with his guests.
Good. Yes, I'm a very special guest here for a collection of sorts. If you just don't mind me, my sir, me and my friends will be out of here, out of your trouble soon enough.
I love.
I'm not paid enough for this shit.
I just love that we as players have ideas going. Cartman's playing a completely different game. He's in his own.
Chess. I play draft.
You've come in with an agenda of how this game is going to go, and damn it, it's going to go that way, no matter what game it is.
We're sneaking around at the back here. We're doing our stealthy bits, and he's in there just going, "Oh yeah, me and my friends, those guys over there."
Canon Gertrude, though. Gertrude does not do stealth.
Check under the castle. I think they're there. Check under it.
Well, you see, this is my fantastic knowledge. Now we have a reason to be here. We have a legitimate order to get to our local bar down the road. See, we didn't have to sneak in. We could have just asked.
Do you still think you're playing Viney from the other game? Like, I seriously believe you're not playing the same game as us at this point.
I like to think over the last couple of years it's become a bit
he's playing the
amalgamation
season one.
It's an amalgamation of everybody.
It's the Krampus episode. He heard. Just say hey, same play, yeah.
Yeah, so you guys made a plan. Excellent. I'm going to wait until we're fucking halfway through the plan, and then I'm going to do my own plan.
New plans. Yes. This bullshit. Right, we have the
Who
booze.
Needs a plan?
Bird boy, where did you leave the porcupine?
Well...
Where the fuck did you come from?
You just came out of nowhere.
Mr. Butler, can you ask, where's the kitchen?
You're not even here, Gertrude. You're not.
A totally different scene right now. Yeah. Did you bring the butler with you?
Yes, I am bringing the butler with me.
Here, this is where they are. I told you my friends were here.
Matt, could you go to Cartman's house and rest whatever he's drinking out of his hands?
Stop drinking.
We know
mate.
He's
smoking.
Not drinking.
Cap, you were 100% right. Not only was he telling the butler that his friends were breaking in, he brought the butler to his friends. Say, here, I told you. They broke in. Here they are. Right here.
Knock. Right.
Anyway.
Mr. Jacob, I'm just going to say I had no intention of this.
We can go out the front door now.
Of snitching.
Okay, with my pockets full of booze, I'm going to jump up and try and knock out the butler.
He's not stopping us. He's just friendly. A minimum wage staff attender. He's fine.
And,
also,
Mr. Can't Jacob,
go out the front door because there's five dogs still out there, you dipshit.
Mr. Jacob, I'm just going to say we probably shouldn't knock anybody out. We've got a habit of just knocking them out and then killing them.
So. Yeah, you know what? We do have a habit of killing them. I'm not going to try and knock out anybody.
Mr. Bunny, I have no intentions of doing anything. I'm not paid enough for this shit.
Oh.
I quit.
You know what?
Throws his gloves on the floor. You fucking do it.
Fair enough. He throws his monocle in the ground.
I throw him a bottle of the booze. I'm like, you sound like you definitely need this.
Yeah.
Bites into it, takes the cork out, thumbs up, just necks the fucking thing and keeps walking.
What a lad.
God.
I'm glad I didn't kick him in the face.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go back through the tunnel, back out to where the dogs cannot get us. And
collapse the tunnel.
We can dig.
Yeah, we only collapse one section of it. We can dig that again. We're two burrowing animals.
Why don't we just go through the front door?
Because you guys temporarily distracted five hounds and they might come back. We don't know that.
Well, how about we quick, you know, we're gonna go out the front door, sure, let's go.
Derek,
God, the fuck, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, you know what, Cameron's not gonna be happy unless we're playing his game. Let's just play the front door.
Cameron, you're starting to wonder why Alex from Arkham Files isn't here with us right now. From the Krampus episode.
Hey, so, the only plan, the only correct plan is my plan. Remember that.
God help you. So to wrap this up, you get back to the bar. No one knows where you've gone. No one knows where you are. You manage to give the pirates back their booze. Well, at least some of it. Enough to get them riled up enough to want to help you.
Good. I want a quarter. Dickie the Dolphin, the day will come.
Because you want a dick a dolphin doesn't mean anything. Anywho, that'll be enough for tonight. Thank you everyone for listening. Find us on our regular socials, etc, etc. Blue Sky, Twitter, Insta, you name it. Leave us a review, write us a comment, say hello, whatnot. And until next time, goodbye.